The dire state of Greece's economy has been in the news lately, but tourism to that country is actually up 10% this year. However, tourists are heading to the islands and avoiding the capital, Athens, as Joanna Kakissis reports.
Tourism officials had hoped to turn the Greek capital into a destination that combined its ancient past with a modern European future. This promotional video shows images of the Parthenon, the new Acropolis Museum, and several happy tourists, like this American woman.
It is the center of the world. It's the center of democracy, civilization, and if it began here, we need to know it.
But the numbers show that fewer people want that experience. Athens tourism leaders say the number of visitors to the city has dropped between 10 and 20% this year. Hotel owners also report a 57% drop in occupancy since 2008. Christina Deliani works in communications for a big hotel chain. She says the bad publicity is also scaring away investors.
We had a visit from investors a couple of weeks ago in Athens, and even though we were far away from the center, they were receiving messages and emails from their families in the U.S. and from other countries saying, are you safe?
Australia even issued a travel advisory for Athens. Deliani and other tourism officials say that more bad news could devastate one of the only healthy sectors in this economically troubled nation. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.